This is KUNC. In the world of theater, sometimes the venue that a show is held in is just a backdrop. Other times, it plays a starring role. In Denver's Globeville neighborhood, a new production is taking its temporary location to heart. KUNC's Stacey Nick has more.
It's cold, and it's getting colder. It's almost time to go.
The opening lines from Aggregate Immateriality are a pretty apt description of Denver Theater Company Control Group's new show and its latest venue.
When we first got in here, it was freezing, so we had to do a lot of, like, try to keep us warm.
Actor Bailey Harper plays the show's lead character.
Slightly frightening.
During a recent rehearsal, she remembers her first impression of the building at 4800 Washington Street in Denver's Globeville neighborhood.
And just kind of, like, more like I could feel it in my skin. Like, I was really aware of what had happened here. And now that I've become comfortable in it, I feel like I can only see what we're putting into the space.
Up until the late 1960s, this building was a slaughterhouse. Artistic director Patrick Mueller is giving me a tour of the long-vacated basement.
Or is it part of the show? Come on.
That's the warm-up. Oh. There is no blood-curdling shrieks during the performance.
In one room, he points out graffiti covering the walls, much of it from the men who used to work here.
Kill floor closed 3/29/68. It was very, very sad. And a recurrent theme, James Ciccante retired December 1, 1967, and I feel good. And there's a bunch of retirement messages with that tagline. Yeah, it sort of brings alive the people who are here.
That's part of the reason why Mueller chose to produce this show about death in, of all places, a former slaughterhouse, to show the contrast of what happened here with the lives of the people it impacted.
It has a particularly, I'm not going to say by any means a warm aesthetic, but it feels like a place where you can feel ghosts in a good way.
Things happened here, death on a massive scale. You can feel it in the walls, in your bones as they walk through each room, trough drains and ceiling hooks. There's even a sign next to the women's restroom. Remove your gloves, knives, and aprons before entering. I guess it's not really a place for the living anymore.
Most of Control Group's performances are in these types of found spaces, as opposed to a traditional theater. The building itself is part of the experience, and at times, the audience will get up and follow the actors through the space. Also woven into the production's narrative is the story of Globeville. Settled in the 1880s, the North Denver neighborhood was the site of the Globe Smelting and Refining Company. It was isolated by the railroad and the Platte River, and later by the construction of Interstates 25 and 70. In the 1990s, the area was deemed a Superfund site. But while the play is largely about death and dying, artistic director Patrick Mueller is careful not to give that label to Globeville.
I absolutely don't believe that Globeville is a dead neighborhood, but there was a passing that happened, actually several of them, in terms of the industry that fed the communities of Globeville.
He's cautious because he doesn't want the production to become a beacon for gentrification. That's why Mueller worked with local neighborhood organizations, not only to find out more about Globeville's history, but also to find out how the theater company could be sensitive to the community.
Arts are an inherently gentrifying force in a certain way. We can, as artists, we can offset that or we can ignore that. And I think, whether you're coming in for, 2 months like we are, or for 2 years or 20 years, you have a responsibility to that.
Because while the slaughterhouse is long gone, the community of Globeville is still very much alive. Stacey Nick, KUNC, Globeville.